From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, April 12, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Carrie Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Route 42 bridge over Schoharie Creek in Lexington is being repaired this month, and three roads will be closed to traffic during two upcoming weekends. The bridge will be closed from 6 p.m. April 13th to 6 a.m. April 16th and from 6 p.m. April 20th to 6 a.m. April 23rd. A detour will route traffic from Route 42 to Route 23A, then to Route 214, to Route 28, and then circle back to Route 42. Town Supervisor John Berger said, and I quote, "It's Venosia and Hunter instead of Shandaken and Lexington. If you're going to Kingston or coming from Kingston, it's not going to affect you too much. I don't see this causing a headache at all," end quote. The rehabilitation project will replace the concrete deck, the bridge sidewalk and joints, and repair the steel that frames the top of the bridge. State Department of Transportation spokesman Brian Vigani said the bridge construction costs will run about $1.6 million. Construction is expected to continue into October. During construction, traffic is being funneled into one alternating lane on the bridge. The DOT will use flaggers during daylight hours and plans to add temporary traffic lights on both ends of the bridge later in the spring. Bridges in Lexington, Prattsville, and Jewett are in the midst of state overhauls this year. The Prattsville Bridge over Schoharie Creek is being replaced, as is a smaller Route 23 bridge over the Huntersfield Creek. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Claire Gilbert is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Chatham School Board last week continued its 2018-19 budget discussions, with much of the conversation revolving around whether the school resource deputy position should be transitioned to full-time. In Columbia County, three other school districts already have full-time resource officers, and by next year, all except Chatham will be increased to full-time. Chatham's current school resource officer, Ian Bohm, assumed his school duties in August 2017 and now divides his time between the Chatham and New Lebanon school districts. At part-time, the deputy is provided by the county sheriff's office at no cost to the district, but if the position is made full-time, it would cost the Chatham schools an additional $40,000. District Superintendent Salvador D'Angelo and school principals Kristen Reno, Michael Burns, and John Thorson all spoke in support of the proposal. The general response from the board was positive, but some expressed misgivings. Rachel Galvin asked, and I quote, "Could we take $40,000 and get a guidance counselor who would give more bang for the buck?" End quote. No consensus was reached, and discussions will continue as the spending plan is finalized. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. State Politics is reporting the conventions for state Democratic and Republican committees will overlap this year. Both will take place on May 23rd and May 24th. The state Republican committee has announced it will gather at the Ziegfeld Ballroom in Manhattan to designate its candidates for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and comptroller. At the same time, New York Democrats will hold its convention at the Marriott Uniondale on Long Island. Both conventions could have their share of drama. Governor Andrew Cuomo will face off against actress and public education advocate Cynthia Nixon in the primary. On the Republican side, Senator John DeFrancisco and Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro are seeking the party's endorsement for governor, though GOP officials hope to avoid a primary in September. And you can read that full story at the State of Politics blog. And for our final story, Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Some elementary and middle schools statewide experience complications with the pilot test administration of computer-based English language arts test, April 11th. Faulty internet connections, blank screens, and outright crashes were among the problems reported when students in grades 3 through 9 sat for the annual exam using computers instead of the traditional paper and pencil. It was not immediately known how many students or schools lost their work. State Education Department spokeswoman Emily DeSantis said, and I quote, "Questar Assessments, Inc., New York State's assessment vendor, experienced delays in the delivery of computer-based tests to students in some schools this morning. Questar has been working to resolve this as quickly as possible," end quote. Representatives of the state major teachers union, New York State United Teachers, said problems were reported in schools throughout the state. NYSUT Executive Vice President Jolene DeBrango said they had earlier written to the State Education Department voicing concerns about the computerized test, including connectivity, the reliability of the test, and if students without keyboard skills would be at a disadvantage. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of rain between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. today, then a chance of rain after 3 p.m. There will be increasing clouds with a temperature high near 56 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of rain mainly before 10 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 45. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a slight chance of rain mainly before 10 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 45 degrees. For Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. And on Saturday, a chance of light rain mainly after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers or light rain before 8 p.m. Then a chance of showers after 8 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 38. The sun rose this morning at 6:18 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:33 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 48 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 12th day of April, 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.